special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. It's good to be back. Last week, I apologize, you were listening to a rerun. I hope you enjoyed it anyways. I tried to pick one I thought very relevant, as I do all my shows, or I wouldn't do them. But it was something I felt, you know, could be listened to again or heard for the first time if you didn't hear it originally. So there's that. I was traveling, and it wouldn't have made for a good show. I wouldn't have had a good connection. It just wasn't prepared, so I apologize. Here I am, and we will have a good show, God willing. And I will start, as always, with a little prayer and some scripture from Father Yahweh. Today is July 2nd, this holiday weekend, if you will, on the Gregorian calendar. And the devotional book I read from with my family says, "Let me show you my way for you this day. I guide you continually, so you can relax and enjoy my presence in the present. Living well is both a discipline and an art. Concentrate on staying close to me, the divine artist. Discipline your thoughts to trust me as I work my ways in your life. Pray about everything, then leave outcomes up to me. Do not fear my will, for through it I accomplish what is best for you. Take a deep breath and dive into the depths of absolute trust in me. Underneath are the everlasting arms." In that second to last sentence there, take a deep breath and dive into the depths of absolute trust in me. It's easier said than done. Because you start to do it and you see it, you know, you reap what you sow. You see the fruits, and then you start to, you know, see other things in your life, like, well, I'm not willing to give up this or that, or, and you understand what it is to give it up. Absolutely. You know, you're not in the driver's seat anymore. You were never supposed to be. I mean, you're here. Don't get me wrong. We all have free will. You know, that would defeat the whole purpose. But the idea is to do his will for us and not to do our own will for us. At least in my own life, that leads to trouble, pain, misery, suffering. And it's through my best intentions, right? You know, good intentions are paved to hell. You know, it's the pavement to hell. It's just, yeah, you know, good intentions, right? No, you have to do what's right. And they give us a few scripture examples here for that devotional. One of which is Deuteronomy 33:27. And I'm going to read 26 and 27. There is none like the God of Yeshurun. And Yeshurun is a title for the character of Israel, the people, Israel, or the nation. So there is none like the El of Israel, the God of Israel, Yahweh, riding the heavens as your helper, and in his augustness, the skies, the habitation of Elohim aforetime, God aforetime. And beneath are the arms Aeonian. He shall drive out the enemy from your presence, and shall say, exterminate him. Exterminate him. Your enemy is God's enemy, and vice versa. He told us, remember? They will hate you for my name's sake. Just remember, they hated me first. Then I want to read Psalm 5, 2 and 3. Which says, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. O Lord, in the morning thou shalt hear my voice in the morning. I direct unto thee and will look up. And Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, forever, for in the Lord Yahweh strength everlasting. Go to God, my friends. Go to God. And before last week, I was reading from the book Pawns in the Game by Commander William Guy Carr. Very good book. I suggest all get a copy. If they don't already have a copy, you can get it online for free. I haven't found a physical copy myself. They're rather rare and expensive. But if you can find a physical copy, all the better. I got to page 19 of the PDF, so that's where I will read. I'll actually go to the end of 18 here. While Christians are hopelessly divided into approximately 400 denominations, it's much higher than that now, communists are solidly united as anti-Christians. A continuation of this state of affairs cannot help but enable the leaders of one or another atheistic group winning world domination. Look at them today, right? This was written quite a while ago. Let me see. 1958. It was written in 1958, folks. When they do so, they will enslave body, soul, and mind, all who refuse to accept their heathen ideology, secular humanism, and today, Bolshevism, Jewish Bolshevism. The Illuminati will then impose the despotism of Satan. There is a great similarity in the beliefs of those who worship a supreme being regarding the origin of man. The majority believe that the Great Father peopled this world for the purpose of giving the less culpable of those who followed Lucifer during the Heavenly Revolution another chance to decide of their own free will whether they will accept God's authority and give him unlimited obedience or, literally, go to the devil. It is such beliefs that sustain such despised sects as Ducobers in their passive resistance to man-made laws, which they consider are contrary to God's divine laws. It is well to remember that the name Lucifer means holder of the light, a very brilliant being, the brightest of the angels. Notwithstanding these special gifts and privileges, he revolted against the supremacy of Almighty God. Most people, other than atheists and Darwinists, accept the story of creation. And today, folks, it's a lot less people than it was then. They've done a fine job at destroying God's creation, although they will not succeed. There are, however, a great many different opinions regarding the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Many students of comparative religion argue that it is likely God created many worlds and many Adams and Eves and placed them in locations where they could reproduce their kind and populate the planets upon which they lived. Mormonism comes to mind there. The fact that human beings are placed on this earth by a method and process of birth, which prevents them having any knowledge of a previous existence, fits in with this theory. All we know regarding the period before creation is what has been revealed to us, told in the scriptures. It really doesn't matter a great deal if there was one or many Adams and Eves. The important thing to remember is the fact that all human beings have been given a free will and must decide for themselves whether they believe in a God and a devil, or if they believe in the atheistic materialistic ideology, Jewish Bolshevism. Each and every human being must make up his or her mind one way or the other. If a person believes there is a God and a devil, then that person must decide which he is going to serve. An atheist, if he joins either of the totalitarian ideologies, serves the party and the state. This reminds me of the Herodians of Jesus' time. They were the statists. They certainly didn't like Jesus or his followers, but they were also not, you know, fake believers like the Pharisees, right? They didn't even pretend. That was the Herodians. He must give unlimited obedience to the head of the party and the state. The penalty for diversion is suffering, imprisonment, and possibly death. Belief in the existence of God automatically includes belief in supernaturally good and evil spirits, which can influence men's minds for good or evil purposes. It is the struggle going on for the possession of men's souls that causes the conditions which prevail upon this earth today. And that's very, very obvious. It's plain for all to see today. The power of the devil was dramatically emphasized when he tempted Christ himself while he was in the desert preparing himself for his ministry. Atheists, on the other hand, do not believe in the existence of supernatural beings. They argue that God has never been proved to exist. There are many groups of atheists: true communists, Grand Orient Masons, free thinkers, members of the League of the Godless, Illuminatists, nihilists, anarchists, true Nazi, and the Mafia. Many godless people subscribe to various forms of secularism, or secular humanism, even if they fight shy of becoming active in the atheistic communist groups. Most atheists base their beliefs on the principle that there is only one reality, matter, that the blind forces of matter, sometimes referred to as energy, evolve into vegetable, animal, and man. They deny the existence of a soul and the possibility of life in another world after the death of our mortal bodies. And that's the Jewish people today. Despite what they might, you know, give stupid lip service to, they are scared of death because they know they've already denied Christ and killed him. And therefore, they must do and get whatever they can in this world, because they're gone when they're gone. That's it. Evidence will be produced to prove that modern communism was organized in the year 1773 by a group of international money barons who have used it since as their manual of action to further their secret plans to bring about a totalitarian, godless state. Please read The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. It is a blueprint for this. Lenin made this clear in his book, Left-Wing Communism. On page 53, he said, quote, "Our theory, communism, is not a dogma or a settled doctrine. It is a manual of action," end quote. Many modern leaders have said and done the same thing as Lucifer did during the Heavenly Revolt. There is no appreciable difference between red and black atheism. The only difference is in the plans used by the opposing leaders to ultimately win undisputed control of the world's resources and bring into being their ideas for a totalitarian, godless dictatorship. And today, you will see that coming to form through the World Economic Forum and their transhumanist, technocratic, totalitarian dictatorship. It's through their technology and their transhumanism, their COVID communism, that they will achieve their ends today. Enforcing the race wars, obviously, by dividing us amongst ourselves, using half-truths and poison. Karl Marx, or Moses Mordecai Levi, his real name, was a German of Jewish descent. Moses Mordecai Levi, okay? They change their names with the name game. He was expelled from Germany and afterwards from France for his revolutionary activities. He was given asylum in England. In 1848, he published the Communist Manifesto. Marx admitted that this long-range plan to turn the world into an international of Soviet socialist republics may take centuries to accomplish. Karl Ritter, 1779, died 1859, was a German professor of history and geopolitical science. He wrote the antithesis to Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. So we have thesis, antithesis, and then combined, the result is the synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution. And they have their operatives on all fronts. Total control, absolute tyranny, Jewish Bolshevism. They are brutal. Absolute power is absolute tyranny in the hands of the wrong people. He also drew up a plan by which he maintained the Aryan race could first dominate Europe and then the entire world. Certain atheistic leaders of the Aryan group adopted Karl Ritter's plan. They organized Nazism to further their secret ambitions to obtain ultimate control of the world and turn it into a godless state under their conception of a totalitarian dictatorship. This small group of men knew they must either join up with or destroy the power and influence of the international bankers. It is doubtful if more than a mere handful of the top-level leaders of the communist and fascist movements know their organizations are being used to further the secret ambitions of the Illuminati, which are the high priests of Satanism. Well, I'll tell you this, folks. If you listen to my program or you've seen my BitChute channel and seen my work and read some of the things I've read and know what I know about rabbinic Judaism, you will know even those very, very low on the bottom of the totem pole of that religion understand full well what's going on with their people. They hate all non-Jews. And they know what it is to be wicked because they see it, they witness it in their day-to-day lives routinely. It's part of their religion. It's part of their ethos. Their ethnic background. It's part of who they are. Jesus told us of them. John 8:44, you are your father the devil. He was a man killer from the beginning and the father of lies, and therefore you will desire to do only what he desires. Today, that's the Jew. They're Edomites, Canaanites, Ashkenazi. They're of Satan. There are two bloodlines God spoke of in Genesis 3:15 that would go at odds with one another, and he put enmity between Eve's seed, the woman's seed, and Satan's seed. One through God, one through Satan. According to the leaders of both atheistic groups, the state must be supreme. That's what we see today, obviously. This being so, the head of the state is God on earth. Look at the Vatican, right? The Vicar of Christ, he calls himself. He's a secular humanist. He's a Jew. Look at his head. What's that on your head, Rabbi? Oh, is that a kippah? Yeah, I thought so. I digress. This belief brings into actual practice the deification of man. Much more is generally known about Karl Marx and communism than about Karl Ritter and Nazism. Well, if you want to learn more about that, you can look into it. Look at my channel, for one. You'll get the truth. The truth isn't widely accepted, but it's still the truth, nonetheless. Ritter was for many years professor of history at Frankfurt University, Germany. Afterwards, he taught geography at the Berlin University. In educational circles, he was considered one of the greatest authorities on history, geography, and geopolitical science. Because the aims and objects of the leaders of the Aryan Party have always been kept secret, Karl Ritter's connection with the leaders and Nazism is very little known. Intelligence officers connected with the British government unearthed his connection with the Aryan warlords when studying political economy, geopolitical science, and comparative religions in German universities. This information was passed on to the proper authorities, but as so often happens, political leaders and diplomats either failed to realize the significance of what they were told or wished to ignore it. Karl Ritter's study of history convinced them that a very small group of wealthy and influential international bankers who gave allegiance to no country but meddled in the affairs of all had in 1773 organized Grand Orient Freemasonry for the purpose of using the World Revolutionary Movement to further their secret ambitions. Well, that's true. No problem with that. Their long-range plan was for their group to gain ultimate control of the wealth, natural resources, and manpower of the entire Earth, the entire world. Their ultimate objective was to form a totalitarian dictatorship based on their theories of atheistic dialectical and historical materialism. Ritter claimed that most of, if not all, the international bankers were of Jewish descent, regardless of whether or not they practiced the Jewish faith. This is true. And the Jewish faith is entirely compatible and the same as being a Satanist through and through. It's materialistic, it is egocentric, and it is depraved at its core. Go read the Talmud. The Talmud. The Talmud. In his antithesis to Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, he dealt with the dangers to be faced if this group of men were allowed to continue to control and direct the policies of international communism. He offered the German Aryan warlords very concrete and practical suggestions for defeating the conspiracy of the international money barons. And, I don't agree with everything the author does and says in the book, but it's a very good book. The German Aryan warlords. So he offered, officers in the German ranks, Professor Ritter gave the German officers an alternative long-range plan by which they could gain ultimate control of the world's resources for the Aryan races. Well, they weren't trying to do that for the Aryan races, as it turns out, but if you read, what Hitler wrote and what his confidants wrote and espoused, they were looking to create a righteous Germany for the German people. They weren't trying to take over the world. That wasn't what it was about. That's what you were told. But if you look at historicity, which is the actual facts on the ground, events, people, places, times, documents, you're going to see a different picture evolve. And Hitler wasn't that bad, evil guy that he was made out to be. Oy vey. Shut it down. To offset the plans of the international money barons, Karl Ritter advised the leaders of the Aryan groups to organize Nazism and use fascism, i.e. National Socialism, as their manual of action to further their secret ambitions for world conquest. again, not fully the truth. They wanted to oust the Jewish money powers from their country. From their country. If you look at Germany in the 1920s and their Weimar Republic, you will understand why German men and women wanted to oust this influence from their midst. It's the same influence that we now have in our midst in America. And you're witnessing another Bolshevik revolution and a Weimar Republic 2.0. Thanks, Jews. Professor Ritter also pointed out that because the international bankers intended to use all phases of Semitism to further their plans, the Aryan leaders should use all phases of anti-Semitism to further their cause. Isn't that funny that the people crying about anti-Semitism the loudest aren't even Semitic? How's that? I don't have time to get into that today, but it's just ironic. Carl Ritter's long-range plan for ultimate world conquest included the following suggestions. 1. The subjugation of all European countries by Germany. To achieve this end, he suggested the German military junkers be encouraged and assisted to obtain control of the government so they could engage in a series of military adventures, interspersed with economic wars. The objective being to weaken the economy and manpower of the European nations to be subjugated. Karl Ritter stated it was not absolutely essential to the success of this long-range plan that each military adventure end in a clear-cut victory, provided the other nations involved were left in such a weakened condition that their recovery economically and in strength of manpower took longer than that of Germany. Karl Ritter stressed the importance of convincing the German people that they were physically and mentally superior to the Semitic races. Again, it's a misnomer because it's the opposite. But hey. From this thought, Aryan propagandists developed the idea of the German master race. They did this to counter the propaganda of the international bankers, which claimed the Semitic race is to be God's chosen people. Well, the Semitic race is God's chosen people. It's just not the modern Jew. It's not the Edomite. It's not the Canaanite. It's not the Jebusite. It's not the Girgashite. It's not the Amalekite. It is not these Ashkenazi parasites. Okay? Okay. So, the God's chosen people and divinely chosen to inherit the earth. The Aryan leaders promulgated the doctrine that their race was the master race on this earth. Thus, millions of people were divided into opposing camps. Number 2. Karl Ritter recommended a financial policy which would prevent the international bankers obtaining control of the economy of Germany and her satellite states as they had obtained economic control in England, France, and America. Number 3. He recommended the organization of a Nazi fifth column to counteract the communist underground organization. Its objective was to persuade the upper and middle classes of the countries they planned to subjugate to accept fascism as the only antidote to communism. German fifth columnists were to condition people in other countries to welcome the German armies as their military protectors against threatened communist aggression. Karl Ritter warned the leaders of the Aryan group that a military invasion of another country should never be undertaken until the fifth column had succeeded. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor.
Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John, the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. And I want to thank RBN for hosting my show and allowing me to have a voice. And if you are willing and able, you should donate, if you can, to RBN. Please do it, because there are not many radio networks that would host a program like mine. Please, donate if you can. I have no interest or stake in, you know, RBN financially, but I obviously have a self-preservation interest in my show and the word of God being heard by people and exposing God's enemy, which today, in mortal, fleshly form, happens to be a smallish clique of international bankers, money changers, usurers, Edomites, who call themselves Jews. And we can read in Revelation 2 and 3, in both chapters, verse 9, just to drive that point abundantly home, Jesus calling them out for who they are. And I want to read it real quick because even some who have been researching this for years don't understand what's being said here. So let's go to chapter 2, verse 9 of Revelation, where Jesus is speaking to the Edomite, Canaanite, hook-nosed Pharisees. And he says, quote, "I am aware of your acts in affliction and poverty, but you are rich. And the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Jews?" No, that's not the right word. It's really saying, in the proper translation of the Greek, "the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Judeans or Judahites, and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." They're just imposters of any contemporary time, and they want to be seen as pious religious men, but they are really the agents and assets of Satan on earth. And they will do their father's bidding, as I read from John 8:44 from memory. If you're just tuning in, I am reading from the book Pawns in the Game by Commander William Guy Carr, published in 1958. And I'm just wrapping up page 21 into 22 of the PDF. Finishing off number 3 in Carl Ritter's plan, or his antithesis to communism, his antidote to communism. German fifth columnists were to condition people in other countries to welcome the German armies as their military protectors against threatened communist aggression. Karl Ritter warned the leaders of the Aryan group that a military invasion of another country should never be undertaken until the fifth column and the propaganda machines had thoroughly paved the way and convinced the majority of the people to accept their armed intervention as the act of saviors or crusaders and not as aggressors. Number 4. Karl Ritter cold-bloodedly recommended the total destruction of communism and the extermination of the Jewish race as essential to obtaining ultimate control of international affairs by the Aryan leaders. Well, I too recommend the cold-blooded total destruction of communism and the erasure of Jewish Bolshevism, but what I will say is that Hitler, neither in private documents, memoirs, diaries, or public policy, classified or, you know, declassified, nothing you can find in historicity will show that there was any policy of complete extermination of the Jew. In fact, those who are pro-Aryan today, you know, for the ones who are very radical in this aspect of research, will actually despise Hitler for him not doing that, okay? And they actually have a bone to pick with Hitler because leading up to that war and Judea declaring war on Germany, he actually tried to work out an agreement with the Jewish Zionists. It's called the Transfer Agreement, or Dahavera. Look it up. For 6 years, 6 years, Adolf Hitler worked it out with the leaders of Jewish Zionism so that they could have a homeland and leave Germany to go elsewhere. He even set it up that they would have a way to convert their funds and resources without carrying gold and silver with them on the journey. And it was called the Transfer Agreement. And there were offices set up in Palestine, where they eventually landed, to convert their money once they landed. And the Jewish Zionists were the propagandists on the other end of that thing, convincing their people that it was, you know, they needed to leave, obviously. So that is that. Hitler just wanted them out. But he actually did not call for the total annihilation, extermination of the Jewish people. It just didn't happen. Whether you wanted it to or didn't want it to, or you know think one way or the other about it, it is not real historicity. Read Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler himself. He wrote it, penned it with his own hand. I suggest you read it. You might have a different idea of the man. He justified, and this is number four, Carl Ritter's plan, he justified this drastic stipulation on the facts of history, which he claimed proved communism was being used by the international Jewish bankers to further their own selfish materialistic ambitions. There were many more items making up the overall long-range plan of the Germans, but in this chapter it is sufficient to produce enough evidence to unlock the door behind which the secret plans of two small groups of totalitarian-minded, atheistic materialistic men were hidden. The study of comparative religions, geopolitical science, and political economy, and years of intensive research revealed the truth that many millions of human beings have been used as pawns in the game by the leaders of the two atheistic, totalitarian-minded groups who will continue playing their hideous game of international chess until one or the other is eliminated. Evidence will be produced to show how this game has been conducted in the past and what moves are likely to be made in the near future to enable one group to win the game. The followers of all religions that teach the existence of God and life in a hereafter believe in the love and worship of God and charity towards all men of goodwill. Sincere believers will suffer any hardship and make any sacrifice in order to ensure their eternal salvation. The followers of atheism are taught to hate all who refuse to accept their materialistic creed. The determination of the leaders of both atheistic groups to achieve world domination permits them to conceive the most diabolical conspiracies and perpetrate all kinds of crime, from individual assassinations to genocide. They foment wars in order to weaken nations they still have to subjugate. The study of comparative religions shows also that communism and Nazism are utterly incompatible with all religions that believe in the existence of an almighty God. I don't necessarily agree with that if you understand what National Socialism was actually about. Nazi and Nazism were words, terms used derogatorily to defame Hitler's Germany and his German people so that anyone else should hate them and want to kill them. Where do you think this came from? Yeah, the Jews. Experience and history proves that those who believe in God and those who deny his existence are in such contradiction that neither can survive the triumph of the other. Atheistic leaders in subjugated countries may, for a time, tolerate religions which teach a belief in God, but they only allow the priests to function on the social periphery. They take good care that the priests do not have the opportunity to influence the social and political behavior of their congregations. Evidence proves that the ultimate objective of both major atheistic ideologies is to obliterate from the minds of mankind, by persecution and a systematically applied program of continuous brainwashing, all knowledge of a supreme being, the existence of a soul, and hope of life in a hereafter. These being facts, any talk of a coexistence is either utter nonsense or propaganda. The trouble today is the continuation of the heavenly revolution. If God has placed human beings on this earth so that they may know him, love him, and serve him in this life in order to be happy with him forever in the next world, then it is logical to reason that the only way in which Lucifer, Satan, could hope to win back the souls in dispute would be to inoculate them with the doctrine of atheistic materialism. And that's it. It's the idea that man can become God through apotheosis. Undoubtedly, many people will ask, but how could the devil inoculate the minds of men with atheistic and other evil ideas? That question can be answered in this way. If human beings call established radio, television stations, internet today, from which one individual can influence millions of others by broadcasting his opinions on any given subject over the invisible airwaves, then why shouldn't it be possible for celestial beings to broadcast their message to us? No brain specialist has dared deny that in the brain of each individual there is some kind of mysterious receiving set. Every hour of every day, human beings are saying, I was inspired to do this, or I was tempted to do that. Thoughts, be they good or evil, must originate somewhere, from some cause, and be transmitted to the human brain. The body is only the instrument which puts the dominating thought for good or for evil into effect. And I do believe that, and it's a matter of what you fill yourself with. You know, what spirit do you have? Because it's going to be one or the other, I'm telling you. One fundamental fact which all people who believe in the existence of God must never forget is this. If we are on this earth for a period of trial, if we have been given our free will, it is to enable us to decide whether we want to go to God or want to go to the devil. Therefore, if the devil did not have the opportunity to influence the minds of men, there would be no test. If Almighty God sent his prophets and his son Jesus Christ to show us clearly what is good and what is evil, then why wouldn't the devil send his false Christ and his false prophets to try and prove to us that evil is good and that good is evil? Let that stir for a moment. Let it resonate. Up is down today. Good is bad today. Boys are girls today. Have they confused us thoroughly yet? Is God the author of confusion and chaos? Is he, folks? So who's really got the reins in this material world today? And what side are you on? Will you take a stand? The simplest way to understand what is going on in the world today is to study the events of history, historicity, as the moves being made in a continuing game of international chess. The leaders of the Illuminati have divided the people of the world into two main camps. They used kings and queens, bishops and knights, and the masses of the world's population as pieces in their games, pawns in the game. The ruthless policy of the leaders is to consider all other human beings as expendable, providing the sacrifice of a major piece or a million pawns places them a move nearer their ultimate totalitarian goal, the despotism of Satan. Professor Ritter is reported to have said that the present phase of this game started in the counting house of Amschel Meyer Bauer, alias Rothschild Redshield, located at Frankfurt on the Main in Germany, when 13 gold and silversmiths decided they must remove all the crowned heads of Europe, destroy all existing governments, and eliminate all organized religions before they could secure absolute control of the wealth, natural resources, and manpower of the entire world and establish a satanic despotism. Dialectical and historical materialism was used to further these plans. Strange though it may seem, history will prove that leaders of both the Semitic and anti-Semitic groups have on occasion joined forces to fight against a common enemy such as the British Empire or the Christian religion. And while the masses fought, the Illuminati, who constitute the secret power behind the world revolutionary movements, jockeyed for the best position from which they could derive the greatest future benefit. And you will see that these international money changers, these bankers, these Edomites have funded both sides of all the recent wars that you can think of and that you've learned false information about in your history textbooks. I call them brother wars fought for Jewish interests. No more brother wars, my brothers and sisters. When will we learn? Not another drop of blood be shed for the wrong cause. The leaders of both communism and Nazism have crossed and double-crossed each other, but it is doubtful if many of the leaders realized before it was too late that even they were only tools controlled by the agenture of the Illuminati, who use all that is evil to further their ends. And I will say this, anyone who is doing the bidding of another and not doing the bidding of their God is going to be led by these interests of evil. When the secret powers heading either group even suspect one of their tools know too much, they ordered him liquidated, neutralized. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. I'm going to jump right back into the reading before the hour's up. Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr, published 1958. Evidence will be produced to prove that the leaders of these two groups of totalitarian-minded men have instigated many individual assassinations and caused many revolutions and wars in which tens of millions of human beings have been killed, while millions have been wounded and rendered homeless. It is difficult to discover a military leader who can justify the decision to drop atomic bombs on Hiroshima or Nagasaki, where, in the twinkling of an eye, approximately 100,000 people were killed and twice the number seriously injured. The Japanese military forces had already been defeated. Surrender was only a matter of hours or days away when this diabolical act was perpetrated. The only logical conclusion is that the secret powers who, it will be proved, influence and control the policies of most national governments, decided that this most modern of all lethal weapons had to be demonstrated to remind Stalin what would happen if he became too obnoxious. I don't really agree with that. This is the only excuse which provides even the resemblance of justification for such an outrage against humanity. How about I'll give you my take, okay, instead of reminding Stalin? I mean, they propped up Stalin. That's why they killed General Patton, because he wanted to take those forces that were, you know, pointed at Germany at the time to annihilate Germany, and he wanted to turn them towards Red Russia and take out the communists. And, yeah, they didn't like that too much because he had sway over his military men who believed in him, believed in Patton. You want to know the real reason they dropped those bombs on those specific places in Japan? Guess who was there? Yeah, the largest Christian populations in Japan at the time were in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. That's why they dropped them. Anything to get rid of the believers in Christ, period, anywhere on this earth. You'll see it today. Look at who they focus on and who gets destroyed in this phony Ukraine war. Look at the Donbas people. Look at the war that's been going on against them for the past decade. And the Jewish monsters, the oligarchs who control Ukraine and who control the mercenaries who are taking out those people there. And you'll understand the influence and the machination behind this stuff, and it's been there forever. No different then as it is today. That's what I'm trying to expose. But the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb are no longer the world's most lethal weapons. Nerve gas, now being stockpiled by both communist and non-communist nations, is capable of wiping out all living creatures in a country, city, or town. The extent of destruction of all human life in a nation can be adjusted to the military and economic requirements of those who decide to use nerve gas to reach their goal. Nerve gas is said to be highly concentrated fluorine in its gaseous form. It is the most penetrating and deadly gas ever discovered by man. It is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and economical to produce. One single drop, even when heavily diluted with water or oil, will, if it comes in contact with a living body, cause paralysis of breathing apparatus and death. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
People may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.